USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
President Biden is set to announce additional COVID-19 measures before the United Nations General Assembly this week.
This is what we've got to do to get to the next phase of this pandemic response so that we can get through this and get back to normal once and for all.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy on CNN would not specify which measures President Biden would be implementing. Last week, the president issued several executive orders that affect as many as 80 million private sector employees. A 16-page heavily redacted document written in 2016 sheds light on the logistical support that was given to some of the hijackers in the September 11th, 2001 attacks. The FBI releasing the first previously declassified document about the hijackers after an order handed down by President Biden days earlier. According to the document, the FBI did not find evidence that linked the Saudi government to the terror attacks, although 15 of the hijackers were Saudi nationals. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Emergency powers allowing the UK government to shut down swaths of England's economy are set to be repealed, the government said Sunday. It comes as the controversial plan to introduce domestic vaccine passports in England was dropped. The plan to mandate COVID-19 vaccine passports for nightclubs and crowded events in England will not be going ahead, says the UK Health Secretary Sunday. It comes after British lawmakers across the political spectrum voiced strong opposition to the plans. A hospital in upstate New York won't have the capacity to deliver babies after six employees in its maternity ward resigned instead of taking the vaccine as part of an executive order handed down by former Governor Andrew Cuomo. Lewis County General Hospital in Lowville said that it will work with state officials to ensure that the maternity unit doesn't shut down permanently. Six employees who were employed in the unit resigned. Seven more who are apparently not vaccinated are undecisive. Due to the staffing shortage, the hospital will not be able to deliver newborns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Texas Attorney General is suing schools for defying bans against mask mandates.
For the first time in the Texas mask wars, Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing six school districts that have defied Governor Greg Abbott's ban on local masking orders. He said the schools were doing unlawful political maneuvering. The governor's executive order bars local officials from compelling people to wear masks. Until this week, Abbott and Paxton have been on defense as several school districts, cities, and counties in this state's major metropolitan areas have sued over the order or just outright ignored it. Some 85 school districts and six counties have instituted mask mandates of some kind in defiance of Abbott's ban, citing the need to protect school children too young to get the vaccine amid the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. Abbott had called on Texas lawmakers to send him a bill that would definitively stop school officials from requiring students, teachers, and other school employees to wear facial coverings. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A strong typhoon has battered the Philippines. Several communities remain flooded and without power. More than 11,000 people are affected, with more than 1,000 displaced to evacuation centers. Meanwhile, Hurricane Larry making landfall just after midnight Friday along the Canadian Atlantic coast. The storm bringing sheets of rain and sustained winds of 80 miles an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.